11 presidential candidates participated in a first-of-its-kind Native American forum this week. Tribal leaders and citizens asked participants questions on issues most pressing to them. From the Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales joins us to talk about the event. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So there are a lot of big issues to discuss. What were some of those that came up for tribal members?
Well, they covered a lot of territory, everything from washed out roads, needing infrastructure, climate change, wanting a seat at the table to be a part of that discussion, missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and bolstering law enforcement. Healthcare is a huge issue, bringing broadband access to every corner of Indian country, protecting sacred land. They talked about tribal land acquisition and getting clean drinking water to Native nations.
And all of those extremely important items. How well did the candidates perform? What stood out for you?
From the get-go, Elizabeth Warren came right out with an apology for claiming Cherokee heritage over the years, which she really needed to do to regain respect among Native voters.
Like anyone who's being honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes. I am sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot.
Then Warren introduced a really strong Native American platform with the help of Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who's endorsed her. She talked about funding and improving Native healthcare, infrastructure, providing wireless access, and appointing a cabinet member to address Native American issues. On the other hand, John Delaney proposed a $2 trillion fully paid for infrastructure plan, but didn't seem to understand that a universal health care system that he proposed does not necessarily work for Indian country. Mm. Bernie Sanders was super popular among the crowd, probably because he has visited several tribal nations. He talked about ensuring Native American health care, education, and honoring other treaty promises. He also stressed the importance of tackling climate change, which has been a big issue of his. Many Native Americans suffer at disproportionate levels because they rely on a subsistence lifestyle.
I'm not here just to say we're going to do this for you. I need you to play a leadership role in terms of sustainability. You have your people more than any people in our country can teach us about sustainability. All right? The Native American people did not kill thousands and thousands of buffalo because they understood that the buffalo gave them life. Am I right on that? Sustainability.
Laurel, going back to what you said about John Delaney, not necessarily understanding what may work in Indian country, how did the candidates address that tribal sovereignty?
So there was a mixed level of comprehension there, I think. And I think almost every candidate said, I'm here to learn. I'm here to listen. But Marianne Williamson talked about working together as partners. Elizabeth Warren talked about working government to government. Kamala Harris said we must acknowledge that the government stole lands from tribes. But Mark Charles, who is Navajo, had the best grasp on what tribal sovereignty means to Native Americans. He talked about going back to the federal government's foundation, the U.S. Constitution, to make changes.
The reason we have a constitution, the purpose of the United States Constitution, is to protect the interests of white landowning men. So today we act surprised that women earn 70 to 80 cents to the dollar. This shouldn't surprise us. The Constitution's working. We act appalled that our prisons are filled with people of color. This shouldn't surprise us. The Constitution's working.
And Laurel, as we close, let's put this really in perspective. There is not a huge population of Native American voters in the U.S., mm-hmm. but the impact can be pretty large. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Native Americans make up only 2% of the population, but they have been the tiebreakers in close elections. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski credits her victory in the 2010 election to the significant power of the Alaska Native vote. Here in Arizona, Ann Kirkpatrick has relied on the Native vote. But that said, only half of the 24 or so candidates running showed up for the event or took the time to be Skyped in.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see as we actually get closer to the 2020 election how important the Native American vote is. And, of course, KJZZ's Laurel Morales will be reporting on it for us. Laurel, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Steve.